Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host, and happy to be talking with you on a Bills Victory Monday as the Buffalo Bills have defeated the Washington Redskins 24-9 to improve to 6-2 on the season. And at least for the time being, maybe not, that Philadelphia game is definitely in the back of people's minds. I'd have to say so. It was a decent showing. It wasn't great. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't world beater, but Buffalo, they played good. We wanted to see a rebound game, right? That's all we could ask for. I know I've been very critical over the last couple weeks, and I think it's a fair point. It's a fair assessment for how I've been the last few weeks. That things haven't been pretty. This team is sitting at 6-2 right now. There's playoff aspirations. And to go through the rest of the season and just hope to make it into the playoffs isn't exactly the best mindset. I have expectations. I want to see wins. You want to see Super Bowl. If your team makes it to the playoffs, they have every shot to make it to the Super Bowl as any other team. So that's kind of why I've been super critical lately. Seeing some things, and I think it is deserved. Towards Buffalo, some of the things that have gone wrong. But regardless, a win is a win. They're setting themselves up very nice for this back half of the season, and have quite a good cushion going forward. They played a Washington Redskins team that has been playing. It hasn't been their best year, without a doubt, but since they got rid of Jay Gruden, I've been playing a little bit tougher throughout the season, showing a little bit more heart and pride. And there were times in this game where I did think that Washington may sneak one out, or at least keep it a little bit closer than the game ended up being. But regardless, statement, big win, Buffalo getting that W and last week's monkey off the back. But yeah, one thing I did want to acknowledge is, we had the trade deadline this past week, and Buffalo made no efforts to acquire really anybody. I was okay that they didn't go for a wide receiver. I do got to say that. I was okay with it. I like our receiving core right now in Buffalo. You got Cole Beasley and John Brown, who are both having incredible years. And if you got two guys who can be consistent, that is, at receiver, that's really all you need. And you have such a good mix of other people. Good receivers, good catching running backs, tight ends. That's okay. Wide receiver was not one of the things that I was hoping for. But I do got to say that this Bills pass defense, rush defense, not pass. The rush defense is bad. It's really bad. If I'm playing Buffalo and I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm just going to run the ball up the gut time and time after again because this defense is going to cave, and it has. Philly, non-existent run game all season long, looked great. Against Buffalo's defense last week. This week, Adrian Peterson, 100 yards of rushing in the first half of football. 100 yards rushing. Adrian Peterson behind the Redskins offensive line. That's absurd. That can't happen for a defense that's, has been talked about by many as being elite. It can happen. And I'm sure they acknowledge that, things have to be worked on. I'm sure that they acknowledge it. But I don't know what it is. I know there's been an uptick of Star Latulele on the defensive front, and I don't know if it's attributed to him. He's getting a little bit more play time. I don't know. It's not good. It's not good, and Buffalo has some very run-heavy teams. Not that it even matters if these teams are run-heavy teams, because Philadelphia is not a run-heavy team. And they exposed it. They exposed Buffalo's defense for probably the remainder of the season until they get some different don't know, different looks, improve personnel. I don't know. I don't know what to really do to address that at this point. But yeah, the Bills rush defense has been pretty lousy. But we're going to run through the entirety of the game, all the drives, to from top to bottom of this game real quick. First quarter, Washington Redskins started the ball off and went 13 yards on three plays, punted away, and the Buffalo Bills got it, marched 54 yards downfield on eight plays, and capped the drive off with a touchdown. Josh Allen to Cole Beasley, six-yard pass. Cole Beasley, I mean, what more could you want, man? You're hearing Cole Beasley's name. You're hearing John Brown's name. What more could people want at wide receiver? I know people want, like, oh, they didn't even try for Josh Gordon. Why would anybody take a chance on Josh Gordon? Why? I don't get the appeal. Obviously, he's had his off-field issues. I don't mean to deter away from what I was talking about, but wanting Josh Gordon is just crazy at this point, you know. I don't know the exact, like, IR process and all that stuff, but I feel like if the Pats really wanted to keep him, they probably could have. I don't know. Maybe I just misunderstand and don't know the process, but I don't know. It's, it blew up Twitter all weekend, and I don't know what to say about that. But anyways, moving on. Washington gets the ball back, punts away after going 26 yards on five plays. Then Buffalo gets the ball, 66 yards on 12 plays, caps off with a 42-yard Steven Hauschka field goal. Put the Bills up 10-0. Then Washington starts to drive a little bit, firmly behind, Adrian Peterson, getting a big rush game going, then Dustin Hopkins, 29-yard field goal to make the score 3-10. Buffalo starting off the second quarter hot with a Josh Allen touchdown rush right up the middle, going 39 yards on 11 plays for the overall drive. Bills up 17-3. Then Washington, a couple exciting drives and with scores. It's what I like to see. Washington goes 55 yards on eight plays. And another Dustin Hopkins field goal, 33-yard field goal, making the score 6-17. Buffalo still firmly in control. And here we go, a third quarter, Buffalo 45 yards and eight plays. They go for it on fourth and turn the ball over on downs. They went, let's see, what point of the field was it? They were on the Washington side of the ball, but that was a big stop for Washington's defense, who's been, it's been iffy this year. It has been. So Redskins could not capitalize. They go 26 yards on five plays, punt the ball away. Buffalo goes 4 yards on six plays, punts the ball away. Redskins get the ball back, 14 yards on six plays, and a Dustin Hopkins 39-yard field goal is good, bringing the score 9-17. That'd be the last time the Redskins would score. Buffalo gets the ball back, punts. Redskins punt to start off the fourth quarter. Bills punt. Redskins punt. Bills 56 yards on eight plays. Devin Singletary touchdown off the left tackle for 2 yards. So 9-24, and that's pretty much it as far as the drives went. So, yeah, I got to say this. While I haven't been overly thrilled about Brian Daboll's play calling this year at all, he ran the same play up the gut like four times, which I don't understand. I really just don't understand that. You got to add some pizzazz, some flash, mixing up a little bit, get the defense. Got to throw off the defense a little bit. Daboll's not flashy. I feel like he's this old school offensive coordinator. And, I don't know. I'm just not overly thrilled. But I do got to give credit. I don't know whose decision it was, but this team used Devin Singletary the way Devin Singletary needs to be used. That's it. That's what it is. Devin Singletary is, that, check down guy, but he turns it into big yardage. you know, the type of offensive system that Tom Brady's been utilizing for all of his career, where they have running backs who can catch passes, go five yards down the field. You know, they're pretty much just emergency escape plans in case the defense is blitzing in. And you use them, and they turn those into 5-10 yard carries and first downs more often than not. Devin Singletary has to be used in that situation. He absolutely should be. You know, Frank Gore has been playing great football for his age, for, you know, this team with his offensive line. It's, you know, been actually doing not too half bad. But Devin Singletary needs to be used the way he was used today against everybody. Against everybody. It should have been like that from the get-go. But obviously it takes time to really get to know what you have in somebody, you know, and if they ever deter away from it, this, you know, using Singletary the way that they did today, I think it would be a real shame. I mean, the offense had a balanced attack today. It did. It was relatively even as far as passing and rushing went, and that's how good offenses operate. And this is something that the Bills can build off of. It undoubtedly is. So, yeah, Devin Singletary is such an important piece in this offense. I don't know if he's realized it. I don't know if Dable's realized it. I don't know if McDermott's realized it. But he is. The dude's a playmaker. I'm looking at the highlights. I remember just watching the game. Devin Singletary getting these big gains. Big gains all the time. Singletary, important piece. Got to utilize him more. Undoubtedly so. Let's take a look at his stats for today. Dwayne Haskins, 15 of 22, 144 yards in his first NFL start on the Bills side of things. Josh Allen, 14 of 20, 160 yards and one touchdown. For rushing, yeah, Adrian Peterson, 100 yards in the first half, only 8 in the second. But regardless, 108 yards in total, 18 off 18 attempts, averaging 6 yards a carry on the day. Not a bad day for him. Dwayne Haskins also took off 3 times for 14 yards. And Wendell Smallwood, the former Philadelphia Eagles running back, 2 attempts for 5 yards. The Buffalo Bills side for rushing, Devin Singletary led 20 attempts, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Just a good day for him. Frank Gore really couldn't get much going, 11 attempts for 15 yards. I think this is the halfway point where we do start to see a little bit more Singletary than we do Gore. I think that's what it, you know, what it's going to take. And it's not a knock on Gore at all. Gore's been playing excellent football, without a doubt. I've had fun watching him. But I think this is the turn where Singletary starts to get, you know, obviously he got more reps, more attempts, but just more usage. And Gore begins to kind of take a backseat to it. Receiving-wise, Paul Richardson was the leading receiver for Washington. 4 catches, 42 yards off 5 targets. Terry McLaurin caught a couple passes, 39 yards. But yeah, 144 yards of total passing / receiving. You know, they have a hodgepodge of guys. They don't have superstars. Washington's such a strange team. You know, they don't. It's been a long time since they really built around somebody. Kirk Cousins might still be there. And if they built around him, but they never chose to. Just a very stingy ran organization, and it's kind of a shame. I know I cover for the Bills, but I'm kind of an NFL, just overall, just I can find a reason to root for every team, I guess. But it's kind of a shame to that fan base that Washington, you know, hasn't really done much in the last half decade or beyond. Leading receiving for Buffalo, John Brown, 4 catches, 76 yards off 7 targets. Devin Singletary was next up, 3 catches, 45 yards off 4 targets. Let's see, Dawson Knox, 2 for 2, catch to target, 14 yards. Cole Beasley, 2 catches, 13 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, Isaiah McKenzie as well, 3 catches, 12 yards in total. So, not bad. Yeah, that's pretty much your big offensive stats for the day. I know Josh Allen had a couple fumbles. which wasn't a great deal at all. Jordan Poyer had a forced fumble. Yeah. So that's pretty much your stats for this game. It was a good game. Good confidence builder coming off of it. The Bills beat a team that they should have beat, which is all you can ask for. I get it. I get the defensive players. I know Micah Hyde's been very outspoken about. They know about the quality of their opponents, and I acknowledge it too. I acknowledge it too. You have to win with what's in front of you. But like I said towards the top of the show, I still have every reason to question whether this team can win a Super Bowl. Whether or not your expectations there are there as a fan, the goal is to be a Super Bowl champion. That's the end game of playing football. All these teams, a lot of people are just happy for a team to make the playoffs. No, it's exciting. It gives a little bit of optimism. It's a mark of perhaps progress for an organization. But I don't know. I think that's what separates the Patriots organization from everybody else. They're not satisfied with just making playoffs. At least their fan bases aren't. It's Super Bowl or bust. They hold their team to very high expectations. And that's why they've been so good for so long. Are those high expectations. And I think the Bills Mafia, we can do a little bit better of a job, holding this team accountable for some things that get let go as much as we possibly can. We got to remember we're on the other side of the guardrail or the television. We got to know our place a little bit. But at the same time, man, Super Bowl or bust mentality is what it has to be. Playoffs are a cool progress indicator, but you play to win the game. That's what it is. But that's all I have for this week's episode. Next week, Bills are playing the Cleveland Browns. They're traveling to Cleveland to play the Browns, who are, I think, down at the moment. I'm recording this Sunday night at 7:43 p.m. Let's see. Yeah, Cleveland's down by 5 to the Denver Broncos. So, but Cleveland, another team desperate for a win, desperate for a bounce back. They got talent. They're not playing like it, but should be a good matchup. Be pretty cool to watch the Bills' defense rebound with the rush with the rush defense and everything else, and kind of just put Baker Mayfield shut him up a little bit. Maybe I was a big fan of Baker coming into the season, but I think everything just got to him too fast, and all the Browns are going to Browns. But that's all I have for today. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Bills Wire Podcast.